1220WILS.com. Lyle Leatherberry is a retired GM worker who lives in Delta Township, and he was recently asked to take a retirement buyout. We wanted to get the details of that. Lyle, how are you?
Good morning.
How long were you with GM?
35 years.
And what'd you do there?
I was a supervisor in material handling and rail shipping for a good many of those years.
All right. Tell us about what GM was asking of you and many other retired workers.
Well, they wanted to unload the debt of funding the pension fund, and currently it's at 92% funded. And they went to Prudential, and after a search of reputable, they had a third party organization rate all these, and Prudential has been really solid, and the deal is not quite closed yet. All the T's haven't been crossed, so to speak, and they want to get off underneath this immediately. As soon as Prudential takes it over, it's going to take $26 billion off the bottom line of GM. And what we didn't, they have these meetings, informational meetings, as to what you can do. There was three different big options that you could do, and I think most of the people, Tony, are going to just stay the same and take their monthly pension as long as they live. But there was some pretty lucrative offers to buy out as much as $600,000. I've heard from some of my networking friends, and as low as $330,000. It depended on your time and service and your current age, of course, on what their projections were. But it was very interesting. You could take the whole lump sum if you chose to do so in a cash settlement, but as everyone's well aware, you would get taxed to death on it. Most of the people, it's going to take the lump sum buyout, and they're going to roll it over into their own personal IRA and do it that way. But generally speaking, I think most people are just going to stay at status quo because, I mean, there's a few isolated cases, as we're all aware, people get bad news that they have some sort of a illness that, might curtail their, shorten their life somewhat. So in that sense, taking the buyout would be a good deal. You're going to have instant money to the tune of, $300,000-$400,000. But then you're gone. But both of my parents live to be 82. I'm currently 67. And if I took it, who's to say that I wouldn't, run out of money, so to speak? But, I mean, it's just one of those things. It's a very tough decision for some people.
Lyle, at the informational meeting that you attended, you got a sense people were happy with Prudential and felt safe?
Very safe. I thought, because one of the bullets that we did not know, and they let us out yesterday, or they let this information out yesterday, was that they will, at the time the deal is closed, they will pen a check to Prudential for $4 or $5 billion to make the pension fund 100%. And then if anything ever happened to Prudential, as in they would have financial turmoil and go file for bankruptcy, the creditors cannot go after that pension fund, which was very satisfying.
Lyle, did you support the GM help they received from the government?
Yeah, I did, because, I mean, and maybe this is self-serving, but if they hadn't, they'd have got after that pension fund, and there wouldn't be any pension for any GM workers, So, yeah, I was, but really, Tony, I think General Motors' focus now is really in China. If you look at some of the, R&D things they're doing and opening markets, Buick is very big in China. So, yes, I did.
All right. Lyle Leatherberry's retired GM worker. Thanks so much, Tom. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Tony.
It's 8:54 on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com.